From Samford University, this is Around the Diamond with head baseball coach Casey Dunn. An inside look at Samford Bulldog baseball. Now with Coach Dunn, here's host Riley Hubbard.
Thank you for joining us this week on Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. Coach Dunn, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Glad to be here again, Riley.
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to preview the home series against Kennesaw State in just a bit, but first, Coach, your team has really been playing some really good baseball recently, as you guys have won 7 straight coming into this weekend. And how big was the sweep over Georgia State and the success in the midweeks against Jacksonville State and Alabama State, you know, just coming into this week?
I think the only thing, you know, the biggest thing, Riley, is just creating that winning atmosphere. And, you know, there's definitely things we have to do to improve as a team and things we're going to have to do better if we're going to win within the Southern Conference. But, you know, creating a winning atmosphere, learning how to win games different ways, that's encouraging to see this group do early in the season.
Yes, it really is. I mean, I know you don't really get into winning streaks, but it always does feel good to get on a little winning streak, you know, get some momentum going.
And again, it's just the attitude. I think the expectations are something we talk a lot about, is what do we expect out of our program and what do we expect out of ourselves individually. And winning games is something that we expect. And, you know, if you're going to have, you know, quote-unquote goals to try to obtain, you also have to have the expectation of reaching those and getting there. And I think our kids are getting to the point where they expect to win, and they're showing up at the park with that mentality. And, again, we've got challenges upcoming that are going to, you know, put us to a good test here before conference play. But I like where our guys are at this point of the season.
Yes, sir. Well, now on to this weekend series. You know, what is your interpretation of Kennesaw State, and how do you feel like your team matches up against them?
Kennesaw is a good program. You know, I think they're, you know, it's a massive school in the heart of a really good baseball rich area in Atlanta there. So they always are a talented club. They're scuffling a little bit right now. I think, you know, we're either catching them at a good time where they're not maybe playing their best baseball, or we're catching them at a dangerous time where I think they are much better than what they've played. So it'll be a challenge. You know, they've got a lot of guys back off the squad we played against last year that took 2 of 3 from us. So it's a chance for our guys to play against what I think would be a comparable team that we'll see in the Southern Conference, and kind of see where we're at this point.
Right. Well, back to last weekend, your rotation pitched really well for you, and your Sunday starter, Zach Hester, turned in a very impressive start. He went 7 1/3, gave up just 1 run on 9 hits. What do you have to say about his performance and the rotation's performance as a whole?
I think with Zach, we stayed out of his way. You know, I think, you know, the first 2 weekends, we kind of treated him like all of our guys. And he's an older guy that had success coming in here, and we gave him a little more freedom in terms of pitch calling and giving him the ability to kind of control his game a little bit more. And I think it paid off. You know, I think it gave him a little more confidence with what he was doing. It helped his tempo out. And, you know, and again, we're going to play better offensive teams than he threw against last weekend. But it was good to see him take a positive step forward.
Yes, sir. Well, something that is always typical during the beginning stages of season, you know, we've seen you shake your lineup a good amount, particularly in the outfield. You know, who are some players that have been getting more opportunities recently that have really caught your attention?
Well, I think, you know, we knew this going into the season, that we had a lot of options in the outfield, especially in the center and left field spots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're hoping that guys would kind of claim that spot. And while we've had some guys do some good things, we really haven't had guys just up and just say, hey, man, this is my job.
Solidify it.
Yeah, and Max, I think, is probably the closest in center field to being that guy who's kind of trying to take over a position. But the other guys are, you know, they've done good things. They've all done good things. They've all had a good day here and there. But we're searching for the consistency out there on a regular basis. And, you know, and until somebody really jumps up and grabs it, you know, I think you're going to continue to see, you know, 3 or 4 guys get opportunities. And, you know, the good thing for us is they all bring a little something different to the table that can help us be successful. So, you know, pleased with what they've done. But, man, it'd be nice if one of those guys would just go off and really claim a spot.
Yes, sir. Well, he's still waiting for that. But like you say, now it's the early part of the season. This is something that's kind of typical as you shake things around to see who really solidifies a spot.
I think sometimes it is, Riley, you know, but you know, in this case, I think it's a little bit of a good problem because I think several of those guys are capable.
It means you got some depth.
Yeah, you hope so. And, you know, Jordan kind of, nagged up his hamstring a little bit on Tuesday. And, you know, having that extra outfielder gives us a little flexibility, you know, depending on not having to rush him back into the lineup, especially, you know, in the non-conference play. So, I've been pleased with where we're at, but, you know, we still need some guys to really, you know, kind of own that role and take a step forward.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time, and good luck on extending that winning streak to 8 this afternoon at Joe Lee Griffin Field.
Well, Riley, we appreciate it, man. You know, 4 o'clock today, and then, you know, tomorrow's game, we're going to move it up earlier. Not sure what time yet, but definitely won't be the 2 o'clock start we planned on due to weather, whether that becomes 10. Not sure yet, so hopefully people keep track of us online and we can have a good crowd this weekend.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you again for your time and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Riley.
All right. Remember that Around the Diamond with Sanford head baseball coach Casey Dunn comes out before every weekend series, home or away, this season. Be sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll see you next time on Around the Diamond.
This has been Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. For additional coverage of Samford baseball, visit us online at samfordsports.com/baseball. Around the Diamond is a presentation of Samford University Athletics.